Hello and welcome to another installment of That's Not the Point podcast.
Hi,
I'm your girl Tosh here in the States, and across the way is my girl G. What up, G?
how are you?
I was giggling a little bit because I was mesmerized by your snacking. You're eating a grapefruit. How healthy!
I know it's the most sour grapefruit I've ever had in my life. It's so sour, but I can't stop. Are there foods that you like that are super sour and you're like, I'm gonna get through this?
I mean, I was a big lemon. Like, I was obsessed with lemons, lemons, lemons. But then the dentist said, "You're having too much lemon." Like
I almost choked on my grapefruit. Your dentist had to say, lay off the lemons.
yeah, she's like,
What?
"That could be why, because my teeth."
Yeah.
She's like, "Too much," because I was putting like tons of lemons in water and drinking like tons of water with lemon, and she said that that could be why, like, I guess it makes your teeth like extra sensitive or the acidity. So
Same
she's
thing
like,
with me.
cool.
You know what you can't drink either? My
What?
dentist would tell me, carbonated water.
Right. And I would have seltzer a lot too, and she said you can't have seltzer. Yes. And I was like, oh my gosh,
You have no idea how much I love seltzer. And I'm like,
I
yo,
know, me too.
water's so boring. Can I have some bubbles at least?
Right.
Hello. And you put a little lemon in it. Now you feel special. Now you're like, no lemon, no carbon, no
Nothing.
bubbles. How do they want us to live this life?
I don't
Huh?
know. I
And
don't
then,
know.
like, me and my wine, I drink my wine, that stains your teeth. Drink coffee, that stains your teeth. These are
I
my
know.
favorite things. Like, you know what I mean? Like, how do people expect me to like live a normal life? Anyway.
Listen, I don't know. I feel your pain.
Do you? Because I just can't. I just really, really can't
And then
anymore.
if you do the teeth, the white strips, that makes your teeth sensitive too. That's not good for your teeth too.
Crazy.
So
Crazy.
it's
You
like, what
can't win.
do? You can't
You can't.
help it. You can't, I don't know.
I know, I know. Is this a dental podcast we're gonna just
This is
talk
a
about?
dental. We need to be endorsed by Sensodyne.
Oh my God, write that down. Write them a letter. Listen,
Yes,
you're the
it's the
smart one.
best. That's what I use. I just brought it into one of my residents too. I was like, I'll hook you up.
No, seriously, I don't know how we campaign for sponsors, but someone needs to get on the horn. Where's Johnny? Listen, seriously
Yeah.
though, we need to get a fresh out of school. I don't know. Some guy,
Intern. Yes.
intern. Yes, sir. Get busy. Who is he?
Right, where we don't have to pay.
I built him up in my head. He has red hair.
I
And
like
yeah, he has like little faint
Johnny.
freckles. Yeah, he's really cute. Our imaginary intern is so cute. You should see him.
Yeah, he's really
I'll draw.
cute.
He really is. And
When
he's
we
so
start
sweet.
getting followers and viewers and they start sending us any type of criticisms or concerns or questions, we'll just blame it on Johnny. Be like, yeah, that Johnny dropped the ball. He was supposed to.
Forward any complaints to Johnny.
Exactly. Johnny at intern.
At
it on Johnny.
Blame it on Johnny. I'm telling you, it's so great. Except when it comes to like real endorsements. I'm like, there's no Johnny. Stop playing, stop playing.
Right.
contact one of us, please,
Us
directly.
for real.
Don't play around. Complaints go to Johnny. Complaints. Listen. This diet that I just woke up from a nap. I had a rough weekend.
It
Anyway.
was a good weekend though. Speaking of, you sent me pictures. So I think first we need an intro into what am I saying it right? A raclette night?
Raclette. First of all, I had such a raclette problem. My very sweet husband, who you've come to know and love, he's
Yes,
great,
the door.
but he does these things to try to make my life easier, but it makes my life harder. So I've never been one of those like waffle maker people. We have a waffle maker. I'm like, I don't need to make waffles. I make pancakes. All I need is a pan. Okay. So I never use the waffles. And I try to go carb free. So why am I having this? That's one. So I have the other sandwich press, the one that makes the triangles.
Yes.
Right. Then we have the panini press, the one that makes
Oh
the
my
lines.
God.
So he thinks these gadgets are going to be great. I don't want to eat sandwiches. And nobody has time to be busting out and cleaning all these gadgets. So when I was going to do raclette, okay, so let me start from the top, everybody. Are you ready? Raclette, RACLETTE,
That's how
raclette.
I spelt it. That's how I wrote it.
Right. So it's really a Swiss thing. Switzerland, Sweden? No,
Okay.
Swiss. It's a Swiss thing. What they do, it's like a You'll have a flame, like a over the, like a broiler. Broiler, that's the one. You'll have a
Yeah.
broiler and you cut half of wedge of cheese, right? A wedge, like from the full circle wheel, you know, the big wheel. You cut the
Yeah.
wheel in half and you stick the cheese under the broiler and it gets really, really hot. So you go to people's tables because you're a waiter and you go to the table and you just you scrape off this cheese that just freshly melted. My mouth is watering. Freshly melted, and you kind of slide it onto cooked potatoes. And people over there love it. They put it on steak, they put it on a fish, they put just it's just melting cheese, and they act like it's like the most revolutionary thing ever. So last year, my husband's like, I got a surprise for you. I was like, what? And it was a box of like this machine with two plates on it, two cooking plates, and then these hot rods underneath. So I don't know, it's about like 2 feet wide, maybe a foot, whatever. I don't know the measurement. It's sizable. And you have there's a stone part, and then there's like a grill part with the those lines that make that line, you know. So you warm them up and you could cook whatever you want. Now, some people are like so strict about what they put on their raclette. It has to be this and has to be that. Listen, I'm Haitian American, okay? I'm gonna put what I want. Anyway.
So what'd you put on? Because everything looked good. You sent me pictures. Everything looked real good.
So thank you. Thank you very much. So I called a friend over. I was like, come through. And I'm practicing because I kind of want to do it for the season. Because I'm like, we have this machine. Let me use one of these machines, right? So I wanted to have like a practice night to see how logistically, because I love to have dinner parties, as you know, but I like
I
to know
know.
logistic, right? Thank you. I like to know logistically how everything's going to go. So underneath the broiler part, so the plates are on the top, and then the bottom is also hot. So you could put these little plates. There's room for eight separate little square plates. Now you could put potatoes, parboiled potatoes, right? What? I'm showing. I'm
Yeah.
telling you what's happening. And then you
Very
put a,
engaging.
thank you. And then if you could see this, guys, you'd be fascinated. So you put like a square cheese on top of it. So now you have melted cheese melting on top of your potatoes or your asparagus or your salmon. Or so it's melted cheese. So two things are happening. There's stuff cooking on top on the plates, and there's things cooking on the bottom getting broiled. So everybody, there's little numbers or colors on the plate. So mine's red, mine's blue. I'm like, I don't live like this. I'm eating from everybody's crap. I don't know what you're talking about. No, Germans do. No, Gio said this is how we're gonna do it. So meanwhile, you have to have a bunch of plates. So I marinated some meats, of course. We made shrimp. So you saw the shrimp,
I saw the
right?
shrimp. Very good. Yes, it's
Oh
really
my
good.
God. It's
Yeah.
so easy. So my friend
You
came
eat the
with like,
heads?
I don't.
You don't. I don't either.
I don't. It's messy up there. All these
It
organs,
is.
I don't know. I'm like, oh, it's a little crowded. Usually I don't eat unveined shrimp. Like I just don't. It's cultural. So, but it looks so cool in the shell. And I love crawfish. So it's the same kind of situation. So my friend, he's like, oh, there was Spanish week at this supermarket we go to. So he was just getting a bunch of like tapas and stuff like that. So he's like, they gave the whole long ass shrimp and from head to toe. So I was like, oh, this looks so good. So my husband was about to leave the room because he doesn't like seafood. And he'd even like, it smelled so good. And it was so sweet. It was the sweetest shrimp I've ever had in my life. It was so good. And all I did, I had like, you know, those things, those salts that you kind of twist and like the salt comes out, like it was like rock salt. And I had like this special one my friend gave me for a birthday. And I was like, let me use this. So I really didn't, you could season and marinate everything, but it's better if you just like kind of season it while it's on top of the grill. It came out, everything was amazing. It was so good. Like I made side dishes like ahead of time because I didn't know he wasn't going to be down with the fish and the seafood. What else did I make? What did you see in the picture?
There was like, was it meat? Like strips of meat?
Yeah. It was just a sirloin steak. I cut
Sterling
that
steak,
up.
right?
Yeah. Yeah, that was very tender, so good. And you could cook it to the way you want it. It's kind of like Korean barbecue. You cook it to like rare to
I've been
medium or
wanting to
whatever.
do Korean barbecue.
Let's see if we have time for that. So I'm gonna see Tosh soon. I'll be in the States one of these days. We don't talk about it. So Like I said, I have like a checklist thing of things to do, and one of them is in bold letters is to see Big Papa.
Big Papa's gonna make a debut at the end of our podcast.
Okay, so I have to see Tasha's dad. Like no one's been rooting for me like this man, and it gives me confidence. From time to time, I think about my day, and I'm like, oh, I don't want to get out of bed, and I'm like, I think he'd be disappointed.
What
Not
would
even
Big
my
Papa say?
Yeah, not even my own father, what he thinks. I haven't talked to my dad a couple of weeks, but I'm like, I think Al would be disappointed in me. So it's cool. It's cool to have a cheerleader, rooting you on. So I'm very excited about that. But we over here, people on vacation again. There's another big vacation. So I got together with some friends before that, and we're
Yes.
like the North American gangsters. Like we just roll up into something and we're liable to get shushed. Which is embarrassing. I think I'm the only one of extreme color in the group, so I think people look at me like I'm the one who's the culprit, but I'm not. I'm very well behaved in theater. First of all, okay, so I've been going to theater my whole life, so there's etiquette,
Right.
theaters like when to be quiet and when to whatever. So it was a small theater, and it was a North American woman. I don't know, or not American. Sorry, there were a few people up there with North American accents. I can't really tell from where. There were Irish women and British women. No German women were in this play. I went to this play not knowing the details. My friend picked up the tickets, and we all talked about it like over wine in the lobby. And it was raining like crazy, which makes it very hard to do stuff here. Like this constant rain, it was really cold and really chilly. So I didn't even want to go, but she got the tickets like way advanced. So I was like, crap. So I was traveling in the rain. I just got my hair cut. And I was like, these curls are not gonna. Okay. That's why people don't have short haircuts, at least black girls out here, because your hair would be crazy out in these streets. You gotta get braids. So that's not the point. It's for real. Like, you can't have his hairstyle. You curl up your hair, and you're like, ooh, by the time you go outside, the wind says one thing and then the rain says another, and you're back to square one. So, whatever. So, I thought I was going to look really cute, debut my haircut. They were like, girl, what's up? You look like a page boy. I was like, all right, that's what's up. So, we saw this play and it was really, really good. Now, the front row was so close to the stage that, first of all, we drank a bunch of wine before in the lobby and talking and whatever. And so, I had to go to ladies' room, and when they were transitioning to the next woman doing her testimonial, her monologue, I was like, okay,
Right, so we're
what
talking about the vagina monologues
the
that you went
vagina
to.
my oh did I mention that? Yeah, the vagina
No, go
monologues.
ahead.
Oh, so sorry guys. So it was the vagina monologues, which when we were kids, it was big when we were kids in New York, right? You remember that? That was like a big thing, and I never got to see it. I didn't make my way. I didn't want to see it. I thought it was for old women. I actually probably I was like my late teens or something, or when it came out, and I always thought it was like for old people, so I didn't bother. I was like, what did it tell about menopause? I know nothing about that life. So it was interesting to watch it now, because even in the play now, I think they used the same script, because they made jokes about politicians who were politicians in the late 1990s. Like I was like, first of all, I was looking at the German women in the room, like, do they even know these jokes? They talk about Great Neck Long Island, like. So I'm like, they don't know. First of all, Germans not gonna know Great Neck. Not even my Canadian friends know Great Neck. And not even like you have to be from New York to know Great Neck. You know what I mean? So it was really specific. I felt very seen. I was like, this is my play. Yeah, you guys don't even know anything about it. So it was really fun. And I wanted to stay just for like podcast references. Like I wanted to make some connections with people and be like, oh, what's the theater scene like over here? And blah, 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 blah. But I got so distracted because the theater house, a beautiful little theater house out in the boonies somewhere, it took me forever to get there. I got lost. That's another story. It was raining so hard that the roof of the theater felt like it was going to collapse.
Oh no.
The raindrops, like to the point where people were looking up at the ceiling, like, oh, what's going down here? Like, it was so distracting that the girls were like, what are we going to do after this? I'm like, I'm going home. Like, it's raining. It's going to rain all night. I do not want to be caught out here. Like, I had full makeup. I was like, I'm not trying to, no. So I was mad because that was a waste of makeup, because all I did is sit in the dark with my friends for a couple hours. I was like, why did I do that? That's why another thing I like about this town, like it's very rare that people walk around full beaded face because the weather doesn't permit it. Like when you get to be a certain age here, you start wearing hiking clothes everywhere.
Right.
You know, for real, like a really put together woman and whatever she does for a living, she's got like really sturdy boots and like layers of clothing and a good hefty thick jacket with layers in it because the weather can change. So I digress. That's a very long story about the play. If you kept up, guys, I hope you enjoyed that. It was a lot of fun. It was really interesting to see what kind of plays and stuff are gonna come through. I am following now that Playhouse, so I wanted to see what other productions they have. And the guy who came at the end of the show, he's a British man. He runs the theater group, and he was like, "If you want to know anything about our theater group," and I'm like, "Let me audition for something." I don't know. No, I won't do
Yes,
it.
that would be good.
No,
Yeah.
I have no memory. I'm like line, L line. Yo, first of all, this woman, oh
Hold
yeah,
up cue cards. Like,
like
I'll
what?
just hold up
You know,
every card.
my dyslexic ass is gonna be like, what? No, so this woman, okay, I was saying I was going to the ladies' room, so I knew when the transition was coming. I was waiting, so this other girl goes with me now, from another row, and we were very quiet about going to the ladies, and then we both came out at the same time. So when the lady is giving her very emotional speech at the edge of the stage, this girl decides to walk right in front of her. Okay.
Uh-oh.
It's only like a 5-minute little monologue. You could wait at the sides. That's what the sides are
Right.
for. You wait at the sides. And then when you know something like that, the woman has to cry. Okay. She has to like get emotional. Now you're walking literally in front of, when I say the stage, it's like a small theater house. It wasn't like a deep pit or anything. They're face to face. It's like weird. It was the weirdest thing. I thought that was so rude. I was so upset. I was fine. I was comfortable. I just waited for her to finish. But then in the middle of her speech, she started coughing. And I'm like, oh, we are all getting the Rona up in here. Okay. It was so bad. She was trying to like hold it down and like muffle it. It wouldn't work. I was like, no, that is a corona cough. I know a corona cough when I see it. And I was off to the side and I wanted to open the door so bad and run like for freedom. But I was like, no, we're all here baking in the rona together. Yeah, we marinated in it. It was great. It was the full marination. So that was that. Yeah, that was the play. But otherwise, it was a pretty good time. I didn't even get to see my girls like that. So when everybody comes back from their trips, we're gonna get together, and it's gonna be like, I guess, around the holidays, which is cool. They
Yeah.
nobody makes any demands out of anybody, which is, I'm so used to that now that even like talking to friends and family at home, I feel so much pressure that I gotta show up and show out
Yeah.
since I haven't seen people in a while, you know?
Right.
And I had a whole lockdown umbrella before. Like, I didn't want to come to your house. I didn't know if I was. Now it's kind of died down, but it's picking up again. But I want to see some people's parents too, because
Right.
it's
People are
just
getting
it's
older. It's just nice to like.
yeah. Listen, you have to bring something for everybody you visit, okay?
I know. I
This is
know.
a problem. What do I
I
bring
know.
you?
It's a lot of pressure. That's why if you bring me something, I swear to God.
Not for you. I'm bringing something for Big Papa. What are you
No,
talking
Big
about?
Papa's good. He's good. We're gonna be mad. We want you to go
I know, but
out.
even if it's a keychain, I have to do something. He'd be like, all I.
No, he's gonna
Yeah,
get
I.
so upset. My dad gets upset when people get him stuff.
Oh, does he really?
He does. Every time I get him a gift, it's always like, "Why did you spend money?
I know.
You could
Okay.
have done this, or
I know.
I know a better deal at Costco." No, just kidding.
Is that what he wants to do? Does he just want to take a stroll to Costco? Because I could do that.
Yeah, he'll hang out with you at Costco.
Yeah, we can have hot dogs and ice cream.
Listen, that's a banging time.
They have really good ice cream.
I gotta try the food. That's the one thing I have not tried. I
Yo,
know I go
you
to
are the
Costco
most.
multiple times a week and I do not eat their food. Is it other than the chicken?
You are the most
But the
untrying
sundae
thing.
looks good, the chicken bake, the hot dog, that I know. I see the signs and it's like flashing. It's like $1, $2. It looks so good. You know what it is? I told you, I'm very goal driven. I'm in and I'm out.
I
I don't I'm
know.
not gonna wait on to online for like a fountain soda and a dollar hot dog. Like I'm in and out. I gotta
This
show
is
my chicken.
why This is why we make a good team, because you can redirect the tangents of my brain, because you'd be like, no, focus, we're straight ahead, straight ahead. We're here for the chicken. Grab the chicken
Grab
and
chicken.
grab a chicken and a 19-inch TV and get out. And we're leaving. But I'm hungry. No,
Get
we
some
eat when we get home.
socks and slip, and we're good. That's all we need.
I was one of those kids that's like, don't take me to the supermarket with you, because I want to eat everything, buy everything, taste everything, and it's crazy. And I'm like this to this day. But when I was like on Weight Watchers and stuff, all these like diet things, they're always like, eat before you go
I
home, before
know.
you go out, because you're going to be so tempted to buy street food, which is
Yep.
so true, you
It
know?
is true.
So,
Oh, now I want a hot dog.
no, they're so good. I mean, from what I remember, it's been a long time, but I remember they had like real cheap chocolate hot dogs were like $1.50. I was
Yes,
like,
I
how
know.
does this work? How much is the ice cream?
The ice cream, I don't remember. I feel like it can't be more than $5.
If Costco does not give you a lifetime membership, I'm gonna be like, what's going on in this world? The way you rep, you endorse Costco to me on the phone.
Every day, I say
Every
Costco at least like, I don't know, a handful of times a day. It's like a reference, it's a name, it's a brand. I have my Costco pants that I'm going to wear tomorrow to work. They're already out on my desk. I don't know what more I can do.
I'm dying. I'm dying. I'm di Yo, you have the full Costco outfit. Do you get
I
your
do.
glasses
I'm
from there?
ready. They what?
Your glasses. Do you get that from there too?
Oh, I've got it. No, I've got an eye exam from Costco. My glasses, I didn't get from there, but I've gotten contacts from there.
And never a hot dog. I love it.
And never a hot dog.
Never a, I lo You really get everything from every aisle.
I do.
That is
That's right.
amazing.
But next time I go there, which will probably be at some point this week, I will get the hot dog.
It is such a like overwhelming sensation to me to go to Costco.
Yeah.
Like, and you go there at lunch.
Right. Like
Like,
I'm like very like zoo, 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 zoo out.
yeah.
Like I'm like Super Mario Brothers. Like I know all where all the mushrooms are. And I'm like donk, donk, okay, out.
Oh, no. I go in there. I'm like, glorious. It's a
You
musical. I want to dance. I want everybody to do
wanna
like
like
dance.
leap down every aisle
Yes,
and
yes,
no, I'm like
yes.
very methodical.
It's amazing to me when you the way you talk. Oh, I just went to Costco real quick to go pick up some salad. I'm like, what? Like, who
Yeah.
does that? It is not like Starbucks. It is so over. It's a warehouse of things.
It is. It's a warehouse, but I know it. I've maneuvered.
I don't know how you do it. It's
It's so
bananas.
good.
It's so bananas. I can't wait for you to break down. Like, we guys, you've heard us say before, we're gonna have future guests on our show. Like
Yes.
people like talking about people from both sides. We're gonna have people from the States. We're gonna have people from
Yes.
who are here in Germany too. Just talking about life experiences. We're all around a certain age. Tasha's much younger than me, but we're in the same
Not
our
you
era.
say that, but
It's
that's not
true.
true at
It's true.
all.
Johnny, do the fact check. It's true. It's true.
Johnny's math is off by a lot. Okay.
Because it's so crazy. I was talking to a friend of mine and I thought he was upset with me. Remember, I was like,
Yeah.
oh, we haven't been communicating. He moved to a different city in Germany. And I told you he was starting a business from the ground up. He's selling this liqueur that comes from his island of Dominica. And we got in touch and he was like super excited about. I was like, whoa, doing podcasting. He's like, hey, let me know when you want to be in. And I was like, oh my God, that's so
Yeah, you
amazing.
should
So
get that into Costco.
I.
Costco sells some good alcohol too, sells some beer, Monster drinks, sangria by the bottle.
That's so true. Oh
That would be good.
my God. Oh wow, that's so smart. But yeah, I don't know. It's rough. Like I don't even know. I think he gets it like produced in his home island and then shipped over here. I don't know how
Only in
it's working.
Germany or only in Europe?
Only in Germany for right now
Only in
that I
Germany right
know
now.
of. Yeah, so when we have the interview, he's gonna tell us everything from the ground up,
Yes.
how he
Okay,
started it,
cool.
what he's doing. And so it's interesting. So remind me to keep in touch. I think he wants to do it before
Yes.
the holidays because he's like, it's going to be so busy. And I definitely don't want to carve out too much time, but an hour is not so bad. So we have to come up with like the best questions. We should be talking about this behind scenes and not directly to you
I know
guys.
we talk
But
about, I know we're
I
still
know.
a work in progress.
Yeah, but
That's not the point, though.
For real, that is not the point. Like, you guys want to see the process. You guys want to see the growth. And you'd be like, I was there. Remember when they had a fake Johnny and now they have a real one?
Right now, they
And
have a real Johnny.
yeah.
Johnny for
And
reals.
then Johnny for reals? That'd be funny. So, and like, I can't wait for him to be on our little calls too, our little conferences. He's gonna have his own little window and he's gonna correct us and keep us like, I don't know. I feel like he would just direct us. But you're really good at that too, though. You do direct us
Yeah,
in a
I'm
rare
your
way.
Suzanne. I feel like I'm more Suzanne than a host, than a
Which is so
Wendy.
crazy. If you guys know what a Suzanne is or who Suzanne is, you should know who
We
Suzanne is.
haven't referenced her. May she be resting.
I know, I know. So if you guys don't know, like just a quick update because my memory is short and maybe yours is too. Everybody knows the great queen, may she be resting. Wendy Williams, and she had that famous producer on the show, Suzanne, who kept things in order on the show, and she was great. And yeah, so we just hope Wendy's doing well wherever she is, doing well. Take a break, lady. And maybe she wants to join our podcast. No, she cannot. That would be amazing. Oh my God. Can you imagine?
Wendy, Johnny for reals,
Johnny for
Gio and Tosh.
Oh my God. Welcome to, that's not the point.
That's
Wendy
not the,
Williams.
yeah,
Yeah,
exactly. That's
she
not
gets top billing.
the
I guess it's the Wendy show now.
point.
can you imagine? She's like, what are you guys talking about? What's the theme? What are you doing? what are you doing?
What
So
are you
Jersey.
doing?
Oh, I can't wait to hear New York accents.
New York,
Oh,
it's gonna come back strong.
I know. I know. Oh my God. So one of my friends, I told you here, she's from Levittown. I think I'm gonna see her before I go. It's so weird because I'm like, I hope she doesn't want me to like do any errands when I go home.
No,
Like
you
that's
think
like the
she
worst.
would?
Nah, she just came back. She just came back from the States. I didn't ask her nothing. I'm like, let's re be reciprocal here. But no, if she not does need something, I'll get her something from like Trader Joe's. Your favorite place in the
I know. I almost went there the other day for lunch, and then they ordered a pie, a pizza pie, and I have
world.
pizza.
They have really good frozen foods. We'll save that for another episode. We
Yeah,
need
that's a
to go.
whole, yeah.
Yeah, that's a whole like conversation. We need to revisit the whole Trader Joe thing because I think during the whole time we've been on this podcast, you've been there for twice or something, and
No,
I need to
I
get you
know. I'm
back.
gonna go.
I need you back on track. And you were doing so good, and I loved it. So that's that. What were you talking about? The thing that I sent you the other day that really cracked me up was about some girl who lived in a van.
Yes, lived in a van, and then how it affected her mental health, her physical health, her sexual life.
I think we're gonna finish up with this one for a while. Unless we come back from break, we talk about something else. But I thought it was really interesting. I've been seeing so many van life videos, TikTok, YouTubes, or whatever the case is, and I've always had a desire to do that. How about you?
To live in a van, I feel like a mobile home, that would be cool to like travel, like live in like what is, it's called a mobile home, right? I think that would be cool. I don't know how long you can like shower and stuff on there, right?
Yeah, they become really like decked out and a lot of amenities that you would find like in a hotel or whatever the case is. I love camping. Like I've always loved camping since I was a kid. I got to go to
And I've
summer
never
camp.
been.
Yeah. It's cool. Camping's great. And different groups of friends. It's funny when you go to different groups of people, they do different groups of things. You know, there's like the mushrooms people who really do mushrooms in the woods and that's scary. There's the weed people and there's the booze people. And different people do different things in the woods, but it's so much fun. And some places, yes. And I go to those places, those camping sites where they have like the bathrooms on the like maybe, you know, a few yards away from where your campsite is. So everybody has a campsite number. I know how to build pitch a tent. I was a Girl Scout. Those things are fun.
Shout out to
I
Girl
love.
Scouts.
Oh my God, can I tell you? Am I allowed to tell this story? I'm married now. I don't know. Anyway, it was crazy. Listen. But anyway, camping is great. I love the woods. I love camping. And I always felt like at some part of my life, I would be out there living off the land. I really did. But I'm realizing my husband will never do this. He's not
No.
this person. Never. He needs it. I told you we have 17 waffle makers. What? Where are you plugging this in the
He needs
van?
to go to one of those glamping
He has to. He's gonna be like, okay, how many amenities? You have toasters, you have this. Look, air fryers, what's the deal? Like, I need gadgets. He won't be able to live. He won't be able to live without gadgets. And so I don't think that's something. And he said he hated camping. He's like, camping's stupid. He's like, you pay money to live like this? I'm like, all right, relax. So I know that's something I'm never going to do with him. But I always kind of thought it was hot, like to get in a, like a Winnebago, like always wanted one of those. The big wheels and like, you know, go out into the woods. But this girl, she's talking about peeing in a jar. Now that is too much for me.
I think me too.
I don't know if it's sexist for me to say, if you have a penis and you pee in a jar, your aim is better. Like, I don't like it. It's gross. And I know people who've done it, like people, truck drivers do it and things like that. It's a gross part of the job, but they do it to make time. But for women to do it is very, I don't want to.
No,
Like,
and it's
right?
messy.
That's what I'm saying. That's the side of it that people don't talk about, like all the like functionalities of being of hygiene, all these kind of things. This is not the sexy part. Like, I need to go home. I will do the day outside, but I need to really go sleep somewhere, like, or take a shower. Like, I don't know how people do it, but you could really get away with it. You could like go to different hotels, take a shower, leave, you know, at their gym if they have a gym at the hotel, go swim in their pool, and go back to your van. That is a good life.
That is a good life.
Free continental breakfast. You're like, oh yes, and my room is 306. Huh?
It's all the way in the far left side of by overlooking the pool.
My shower head's broken. Go check that out. Send them on a goose chase, you know. Like, wait a minute. Wait, are we gonna hang out for a bit? Or are we? Yeah.
So
So,
we'll take a little bit of a break
okay.
and then we'll come back.
Great news. You can now follow That's Not the Point on Twitter, X, or whatever it's called now. Plus, drop us a line at notthepointpod@gmail.com. We'd love to hear from you.
All right, welcome back. We're here talking about all things pop culture, what's trending, what's been going on. My girl's finishing up her grapefruit. We just had a little mini break and now we're back. So what's going on? What's on your mind? What haven't we discussed?
What's on my mind right now is the fact that I've been eating one grapefruit for about 2 hours. So
Yes.
that's pretty interesting. I think
They're
that's
very
very
good for you though.
interesting. Yeah, I know. We're talking about that on break, guys. We're talking about like when Lucille Ball and all those like 1950s housewives used to eat grapefruits with sugar on top of it and a spoon. And I was like, that's impossible. I'm like, you're not getting any of the pulp. There's no way the spoon is
There's
picking that
no
up.
way.
No. You're getting a couple bits of juice and it's popping into your eyeball. It's crazy. It's a crazy situation. I'm
Right.
like,
That's like a shout out to the food production team on that show.
seriously.
The
I love
craftsmanship.
the whole, yo, I don't know what is wrong with me. I have a problem. Like, I always felt like I was gonna wear aprons and like serve coffee to my man when I was a little girl. I don't know
Oh.
why. I don't know why I had that in my mind.
Probably because of Lucy.
You think so?
I don't know. She was like, well, it wasn't just her. She wasn't the only one, right? Like back in the day, she was, but she was like, she kind of was like passive, but kind of like dominant in her own way too.
That's why I loved her, because I feel like I have antics when my husband goes off to work. I'm in the street
Right.
doing shenanigans. You know what I mean? Like getting lost in places in the city, baking things and watching my oven explode. These things happen to me constantly. You know what I
Right.
mean? I'm always into some kind of shenanigans where I have to call Ricky, a husband, and I'd be like, help me, I broke something. Constantly, constantly. I'm not to be trusted. And when she had a child, I was like, oh, I hope she gets her act together. She did not.
She had Ethel to help her. Oh my God, poor Ethel.
She did. I
Couldn't they
have.
do her up a little bit?
Don't you know the story? Did she ha like it was in her contract? I don't know how serious it is, but they were like, she always had to be like 10 to 15 pounds heavier
Oh.
than Lucy, so she could make Lucy look thinner. And she had a career as a singer. Like, she was really pretty when she was young. Like, she wanted her to be really like roughed up, really aged, so there could be a big difference in their age, whatever, but there wasn't. I saw the movie. There was a movie recently about the Lucy story. I think that's the one Nicole Kidman did. I said, Nicole, listen, I love Nicole Kidman and everything, but you don't have to do everything, okay? Now you're playing Lucy. I was like, no, you don't have to take all the jobs. Go somewhere. I love her, but no. But I want someone to do a really good Lucy biopic. I want drama. I want
Yeah.
glasses being thrown against the wall, whiskeys. I want all of that. I want her deep voice when she gets old, when she gets that smoker's like voice. She's like, "Oh, Ricky, that's amazing." I want that. I want that. I love that they spoke together, like they were on the phone together, like his last breath, like you know what I mean? He was like, "I screwed you over," or whatever the case is. Which she in herself is the case study because throughout history, you always knew, like you know, okay, the man provided or whatever the case was, but. When you have a successful wife and she is doing better than you, especially like in Hollywood standards or, you know, like that kind of thing, that dynamic is insane.
Yeah.
And the fact that like he was an immigrant, and first of all, he spoke pretty great English. Like it wasn't never a really big deal. Everybody always knew that he did, but people always tried to lessen him as a man because he was like her husband. He was Lucy's husband and he had an accent. The guy was brilliant. I mean, he and his wife opened a studio together. Like they opened a studio, they negotiated their contracts. And I think that was just really difficult for him. So even now, when you see famous women doing their thing in the media space, you're looking at these husbands, and we still have that same mentality now. And it sucks. I think it
Yeah.
sucks because when this podcast blows up, right?
We're
Like,
manifesting.
right? Like, what's my husband going to be doing, you know? And I'm like, no, I got this because you held
He's
me
gonna be
down.
our showrunner, show manager on the
You
road.
don't want him to do that. You don't want,
No?
you, no,
He's
no.
gonna
When
take care of our Costco endorsement.
he really would. He'd be like, what is this Costco you speak of? First of all, I told you he's not allowed to be
I
40 feet of
know.
a Costco. 40 feet. Okay.
I
This is,
know.
but that's all you. If you want to take him to Costco, you do so. But I have nothing to do with it. I'm telling you now. I'm gonna be at like a seafood spot with your pops,
Exactly. You'll be at the
and
Red Lobster.
yeah, I'll be at the Red Lobster eating some biscuits. I'll be like, I hope they're having fun.
My dad
That's
always wants someone to go with him to Red Lobster.
my favorite thing.
They sell the biscuits at Costco.
They do.
They used to sell the mix. I don't know if they
I know the
still
mix.
do.
Yeah, I think I might bring that to Germany and sell it on
You,
eBay.
oh, that's actually a good idea.
But people have to know what
We'll
it
mass
is.
produce it. Yeah. No,
That's
what
what I'm
would you
gonna do.
rename it?
You know what I have to do? Last time, you guys, listen, I hustle. Last time when I was going to Trader Joe's and I was like, sell it. Last time I came to the States, I was like, let me try this experiment. And I was like selling things on like kind of like an eBay thing that they have here. People love everything but the bagel seasoning like crazy and they pay a lot more.
Oh
Three,
yeah, right. I gotta get me
four,
some of that.
five times what we pay for it in the States, they'll pay for it here. And you know, the euros even higher value. So I was making money off just this little bottle. So I might try this experiment again just for funsies, see what happens. Just take pictures and see if people place orders from the States. I don't know. I'm just talking out loud. People do this all the time. They sell Trader Joe things all the time here in the States. And I'm like seeing how much they sell it for. I'm like, what? That's crazy. Anyway, or just any products from America. My friend has like a laundry list of candy she wants me to bring back for her son from the States, like
Oh, really?
Skittles. Yeah, all these kind of things. But Skittles are about to be recalled. I know they're going to be
Are they
recalled in
really?
Cal. Yes, thank God. Because remember, we were talking about it before. We were talking about like all these chemicals. We were saying how like in Europe they don't
Oh,
sell certain. So as
yes.
soon as we talked about it, the next day I saw an article about I think California is getting rid of Skittles. They're getting rid of like Laffy Taffys. I'm making things up, but I think Skittles was on the list because they have like some certain chemical that exposes people to cancer. So they were like, yeah, we're getting rid of this, we're getting rid of that. And like the candy company is up in outrage because, you know, they're gonna lose a ton of money. So I have to get this candy before. I don't know. She was like, oh, as soon as you get there, I'll text you the list. And I was like, Jesus, what do people want me to bring back here? I'm
Oh
like, yo,
boy.
yeah,
How do
it's
they
crazy.
know about American candy? I guess do they have can that candy there?
No, I mean, I've seen Snickers here. Oh, you know why? There are a few American candy stores here, like
Oh.
specifically American candy, American and British candies.
Okay.
So they have these chips called Takis, and I know they were
We
English.
have them here.
Okay, though that's new in the States because I know they were big in England,
Yes, they are.
and yeah, right. So they have Takis there. They have like Oreo cookies, and these stores make a fortune because people. And she didn't want to buy it from those stores, and I don't blame her. It was so expensive. So if I bring it, it's gonna be way cheaper. But let me tell you something. Last time I bought candy in the States, I was like, "How much is this?" I was like, "How much are these Narolators?" Narolators used to be.
You used to
Yeah.
buy them per pack at like the bodega. Yes.
Yes.
Like 25 cents in they have like the little jars of
Oh
like different
my
ones.
God.
You pick and choose.
Oh my God.
No one wanted the banana flavored ones.
Oh my God.
Oh
I
my.
loved banana.
Did you?
Yes. If someone a banana, like give it here.
No, I
I.
never would eat the
Ooh.
banana flavored.
Oh,
Really?
yes. Anyway, so
Sometimes when they were
oh so good.
frozen too.
Ooh.
Yeah.
I liked them when they were melted and you could like stretch them like a Laffy Taffy.
Ooh, Laffy
Yes.
Taffy. Yeah, like
If
a Laffy Taffy.
you were like running errands all day and you had Laffy Taffys in your pocket, they get a little warm. And so like they get a little soft and you can squish them. Ooh, I was like, ooh, it's nice and perfect.
Oh, so good.
Oh my God, our candy was so great. It was everything. The
Was
jars. When you said
the
the
jars.
jars,
Yeah. Ooh, yeah.
my gosh. Some bodegas are wild though. They'd have those jars of candies with the caramels and the peppermint, and then
Yes.
they'd have a jar with like pig feet in it. I don't know if you've seen those. Like it's like candy, pig feet, cow feet. I'm like, how is this the order of things? I miss bodegas so much. They have kiosk here, and they're not the same at all.
No.
No, they're expensive, one, of course, and they're just boring. It doesn't have the same flavor. But people do hang out. Well, my city, the people who hang out outside of bodegas are like old German men smoking cigarettes, and they go in once in a while and buy some beers. But where I'm from, it's like people trying to drop an album. You want to buy my mixtape? You want to buy my CD? Oh my God. I love those days. I love hustlers. I hated telling people, no, I don't want to buy your CD. That was awful. That was a bad feeling. You know? I'm like, if you're,
It happens.
I know, but it's just, I'm like, you tried, you recorded this thing. I don't want to be like, whatever. Once in a while, I would do it, but you think I ever listened to them? No, they'd just be back in my car, the back of my trunk, and I'd be like, what the hell is this? Who's DJ Cool Feet? What? Listen. What's happening? I'm like, oh boy. Oh boy. I'm like, oh, that's that
Guy with the small feet.
guy. Serious? You know, oh, speaking of small feet. No, speaking of men, I heard this thing the other day, and this girl was like, the best place to meet a guy is at a car wash.
That's how that makes sense. That makes
Hello.
sense. Yeah.
So many things are checked off. She didn't even go to detail. She was just, it was like a TikTok thing or something. She was like listing things and things like, you know, Home Depot, this. And she said a car wash. And I'm thinking, when you go to a car wash, not because he drives a fancy car, he cares about his car,
Right.
right? Especially if he's getting like detailed. This is the person who cares about the interior of their car and they want
Right.
it to get done. So you already get like, oh, he's meticulous. He wants his stuff cleaned, blah, blah. That gives you imagination about whatever. You could take a sneak peek in his car. Does he have air fresheners? Does he have leather? It's not about the kind of car. It's about the maintenance of the car
That's
sometimes,
right.
right?
Right.
And so you could tell so much. And if he's sitting there reading a magazine or rolling through, like playing with his phone and you're looking at his socks and his watch, it's not about those kind of things, but you get to figure out so much because they're there, especially the more work you get in the car, you could be there for half an hour,
Right.
whatever the case is. I'm like, what? Had I known, I would have been hanging at car washes all the time. I just want to get
That's a
in
good
and out,
idea.
right? They'd be like, lady, you were here yesterday washing your car. I'm like,
Had a major spill in the back.
yeah. I was like, I need a lot of work
Major
there.
spill.
Meanwhile, we're just like scoping it out. So yeah, man, maybe we should do that one day. Just see what happens.
Yeah, at the
As
car wash, at the
a
car wash.
study. Whoa. You know, there are not many car washes around my city where I
You know,
am.
I've never been to a car wash. Like my dad, that's one of the things my dad loves
See?
to do is to wash the cars. He like takes
Yeah.
pride in like doing that.
You
But I
see?
should probably do that myself.
Yeah. Go. Go. See what happens. See who's see there. It's like a, and she was talking about like cigar bars, and I'm like, who, if you're going to a cigar bar, people know what you want.
That's true.
Like, you're trying to be in the atmosphere of like well-to-do men, like you want this. And they can smell it a mile away. Like I'm not, I wouldn't do that. A steakhouse or whatever. Steakhouse, you go for dinner, whatever. But I wouldn't do that. I think a car wash is so innocent. I'm
right,
gonna wash
more
my
benign,
car.
Less obvious, yeah.
Right? And then you could just tell so much about this guy. You could check his trunk. If he has a car seat, he's got a kid.
Right.
Just things where you just like, you could pick it off like right away. I was like, that is brilliant. And I spent so many times at car washes growing up, watching my mom's car, my car. So that's kind of interesting. So
yeah, that's actually a good idea. I've not heard that, but that's actually a very good idea.
I mean, if you take the time out in your day to go to a fancy one, that means you really do care about your car. And then, like, I feel like if the guy treats his car well, whatever the case is, I mean, it doesn't indicate anything. It could be a killer. Who knows? Everybody could be a killer. But right. I'm just saying, right. I think you could tell a few things that you would never normally notice in other interactions just from the way, whatever. If, like, you could tell if he's a jerk, too, if he tips well, you know, when the guy, you know what I mean? That's a lot of work for those guys. And if he's nice to the people, that's a big deal for me. Be nice to people who do services for you. I cannot stand it. I cannot stand when people are just rude to people who take care of your food, who take care of your this or your that. The money that you were going to spend to do XYZ, something dumb, you could give a tip to this person because they all have to split the tips. There's like 15 people sometimes and they all have to split this jar. And I'm like, don't be a jerk, you know?
Yeah,
you don't need that next person purchase that you were gonna make that $7 coffee. You could have given it to, you know, the guy. So it's kind of cool. So that's a really cool experiment. I'm learning these things well after the fact. Next life. Next life around. But I really want to circle back to the van life thing because I think it's freaking awesome. I think I want to drive cross country. Would you?
I mean, yeah. If I had good company and good. What's the word? I guess transportation. Yeah. Like it's like the camping thing. I would do camping, but I wouldn't do like hardcore camping. Like if I could travel like cross country and have like some stops where I can have like some amenities and have good company, I 100% would do it.
You know, I always wanted to go and I don't think husband, he would love to go there like from the plane to there directly. The Grand Canyon. I've heard so many beautiful things about it, like my whole life, seeing pictures of it. I know these are never going to do it justice. Someone else's story or seeing in a picture is never going to be like the same as seeing like this big ass crevice in the middle, like huge. I want to see it. I would love to drive out there. I think it'd be so cool. I love the desert. I love it so much. I'd love to see that. I think I was a desert person in another life. I really do. I don't know why I feel that way.
Yeah.
I know it's not born in no humid climate. I'm not in the humidity. I am not the humid people. I would have been in the Amazon. I'd have been like, nah, I'm getting out of here. This is not my kind of life. I don't like it. I just don't. I never was a fan of humidity, but the dry desert air, the way the sun looks, the way my skin turns, the highlights of it beautiful, sun-kissed. Humidity girl, I love it. Humid air makes me feel sloshy and disgusting. I hate it.
Soupy.
Soupy as hell. Like, I don't like it. You don't want to wear clothes. You want to live life. I don't like it. All these Florida people, I'm just like, this is why the weird things happen in Florida. It's gross. That weather is gross and it makes you do gross things. Sorry, Florida. I said it. Anyhow, I was asking you before if you ever heard about the Carson Daly thing. I don't know if we got into it.
We didn't get into it, but we can talk about it because I know there's mental health awareness. You know, there's different like awareness months. And it's just all so good to periodically pay attention to like the mental health status of what's been going on. But like he came out and said how he's had like panic attacks and struggled, and him being like, it's particularly harder for males to come out. And you were saying too, males of like different ethnicities too have a hard time speaking out about mental health issues. So hopefully the tide's changing with that. But yeah, he was like a major host and he was having like panic attacks going on air, right?
And he was never flamboyant, loud, flashy.
No.
Usually these kind of like over the top. I've never really seen an overtop VJ, really, from when we were coming up, but he was always kind of steady and calm. He never was like hype. He was never whatever. So it's kind of funny because I feel like the ones who are all over the place, these like manic behavior kind of ones who are just like, hey, welcome back and screaming and like whatever. I could see them easily having mental health issues because they're trying to be performative all the time. But he never gave me that indication that he's trying to be on, you know? Right. I was like, you were just like, he was like a broadcaster attitude for MTV. So that was really, really weird. And that's another thing about mental health, that looks can be deceiving. Like, even though he was cool, calm, and collected all the time, from what I remember him when we were coming up, I could never imagine how much he was having panic attacks. He was just always even keel. So that's kind of interesting that that's the what he was experiencing when he was on television in the the early 2000s, in the outs.
Yeah.
That, you know, no, it was kind of like really refreshing to hear someone like him talk like that, because you could easily say, like, I can't even picture, I can't even tell you someone who's like manic or whatever, but like, I don't even want to say his name, because I don't want to compare it, but when we lost Robin Williams or something like that, it was shocking because and he's older, but it wasn't to me.
Yeah.
It wasn't the shock, because this is the person who always felt like he had to be on and make everyone happy. So that's a lot. Wow. Yeah. That's a lot of pressure.
Yeah.
And I feel like I'm loving now.
I still can't believe that happened. Like, I feel like that was like a, I don't know. I just still can't believe that happened.
I think we need more healing and mourning for that. He's an American treasure. And I feel like he needs to get a day. I think there needs to be a Robin
Williams. There's
got to
be a Robin Williams day, no?
I don't know that. I know. When I say, I mean a federal day where you don't go to work and you sit there and you watch all of his movies.
Yeah.
Like, it's required assignment, because I'm like, you know what? He's a person who lived to make everybody happy. And you just could tell his energy from like when we were kids, it was Morton, Mindy, all that stuff. You're just like,
oh my gosh. I forgot about that song just now. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Mindy Kaling got her name from that show. Her mom named her after that. Isn't that cute?
Oh, really? You know what's funny is that the other day, I was going to send this to you, and then I don't know what happened. The feed was like, I forget the number, but how all the shows that you should be watching that Mindy Kaling is in.
Oh, God.
On Netflix, I think. So she must have, she has like multiple things out right now.
Listen, I'm just tired of talking to you. I don't know where you live. I don't know what you do. Okay. I'm like,
it was like 87 shows to watch with Mindy Kaling on Netflix or something. I was like, oh, okay. I guess she's been busy.
Talking to you sometimes, I'm like, did you see this or hear this? No. This is how this whole podcast started. Because I was like, living here.
We need to go back to giving me an agenda. If you give me an agenda, I'm very structured. Like, I need, because there's like so many things that I don't know where to start.
I was like, hey, girl, what's up? You know, I moved over here. I live overseas now, whatever. But I need to, I want to know what's going on in America. And you're like, well, I don't know what's going on in America either.
I don't. I'm like stuck in a room with no windows and no service 80% of the week.
Oh my God. You do work hard though. So that's kind of cool. That's kind of cool. Don't your clients ever mention a TV show to you?
It's funny. They used to more so in the past. I'm trying to think recently. No. Has anyone mentioned recently? No. And it's been more kids.
Yeah. Okay. Okay.
Or geriatric, and they're like, I just can't watch the news. I'm like, please don't watch the news. The news. It's not good for you.
As long as they're not talking about like MASH or something, then you're good.
Sometimes they'll do that. That'll be on. Or what's the other one? The Western.
Gunsmoke? I don't know.
Yes.
Something like this. Yeah.
Yeah.
I have no idea. And it's so funny because a lot of Germans, you know, they know shows from the 70s or 80s, like 10 years later sometimes. Mm-hmm. So they get stuck in like, oh, I love that show. And I'm like, what? I'm like, nobody watched that. A lot of there are a lot of like TV shows that didn't do well in America, and then you know they do well overseas. And I'm like, nobody watched that in America. You know, what's so funny. My husband wanted to watch Suits. You know,
Oh,
remember Suits?
yes.
He saw Suits before, I think probably during lockdown, and he loved it. And I was like, this show's stupid. And I only caught like a few episodes in between, and I was like, this is dumb. And I
With
think
your
while
girl
we,
Markle, right?
yes, and I was like, ugh, she, ugh. And I was like, nah, I don't hate her. I just don't like her. Listen, so
That's not the
he,
point, though.
that is not the
Point
point.
is, wait, what do you think about, speaking of VJs, we didn't spend a lot of time on the mental health issues. We're not doing it justice, but I feel like we'll devote like a whole episode to that because we're wrapping up for today. What speaking of like TV shows and hosts and stuff, what do you think about Seacrest now doing Wheel of Fortune? Did we talk about this?
The fact that he took over
I
Oprah's
think we might
husband
have talked about it.
again, maybe off pod, but I don't think we talked about it on pod. The fact that he's taking over means I feel old as hell. That's what it means.
How, and I feel like he always looks the same, but like how many shows is he going to take over?
He's entering geriatric services. The next 20 years, he's gonna grow old on the show. And I'm like, that's it. That's it. That's the last stop, isn't it?
I feel like he's gonna take over. I'm gonna turn on like News 12, like local Long Island news, and I'm gonna see him, and I'm gonna be like, I'm done. He's taking over the whole world. Like that's it. It's gonna be like
He's at a
Seacrest for
gas station.
president 2030.
He's at a gas station, like, oh, these gas prices, huh? You're like, is this Price
Yeah,
Seeker? You're supposed to be at the wheel. First of all, I think we did talk about, we didn't talk about him. We talked about Vanna. I told Vanna to
that's
stop
what we talked
complaining.
about.
Yeah, I was like, complain and don't complain. Like in the grand scheme of things, you're complaining that you're not getting more millions to turn letters around. But
Right.
in the system of fairness, if your counterpart, your partner, Pat, was getting a raise consistently and you weren't, yes, that is
Right.
unfair. But look at the world and don't complain about turning letters.
Right. And you and she wasn't actually like fully turning the letters around. She was just tapping them.
No. In the 80s, my girl was doing the work. She turned them things because those things were
No,
like this.
lately it was just like a
Lately,
tap and
tap.
they highlight.
I know. Actually, you should get a decrease in
Yeah,
pay. But
exactly.
you don't even have to turn the things. No, actually, if we
Like,
take
ain't
the thing.
nobody in the back rotating the letters like that. That was worth something back in
Now all she has to do is probably just point. And she just like points at it and it's gonna go.
Exactly. Or just
Oh
like
my God.
say it. It's like,
Oh
or
my
hold
God.
up a letter. I
Oh
know.
my
It's
God.
not good. But all right,
Listen.
so he's taken
Yeah.
over.
He's gonna take over. I don't know how I feel about Ryan Seacrest. I feel like he's secretive
I
and
don't
weird.
know either.
I don't know.
I don't dislike him, but I don't like, I'm not like, oh, a big fan. I feel like a lot of people feel that way. Like, I don't
Yeah.
know that he has a fan club, but people aren't sick of him either.
Girl, you hit that right on the head. Like you t he does the countdown, doesn't he, for New Year's?
Yes, he took over for Dick Clark. Yes.
Oh my God.
He does everything.
Oh, you're absolutely right. He's taking
He
over the
did my
Hornet.
PAP exam. Just
I hope that was not loud as hell for everyone. Oh my God.
I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. It
He's
wasn't
like
him.
filling in for your doctor today is
Exactly.
Ryan Seacrest. He's like, and who do we have here? Tasha. He's like, nice to meet you in his DJ voice. You're like, oh my God, Ryan Seacrest is giving me a
Gosh,
concert.
that's hysterical.
Isn't that crazy? No, you're absolutely right. I forgot. He does host that.
He does.
Okay. So I think he's the one who should deliver bad news then. Like if something happens in the world, I think they should
Right,
stop
like breaking.
breaking. Yeah. I think it should be designated to him because we're used to seeing his face. It doesn't matter what the demographic is, you know him. Because like my
Right.
mom knows him from whatever she knows him from, probably from the New Year's. She knows him. No, she knows him from Kelly and Ryan.
Right.
Probably. She was like reintroduced. So millennial Z X Q R, everybody knows who he is. And now he's re all the old people are really gonna know who he is. He's taken over. What do you think? Do you watch Jeopardy at all?
No, I'm not
Yeah.
smart enough to watch Jeopardy.
Oh my God. Stop. I'm an idiot savant.
Wait, which guy? Wait, who's hosting Jeopardy now?
Mayim Bialik?
Oh, yes, I
Rhonda?
do. I've seen her host.
Yeah.
I like her.
She's pretty good. And
Yes, I've seen him
Ken
snippets
Jennings.
of him. Yeah, he's
Yeah.
pretty good too.
Yeah. I mean, those shows have to stay because, like, when you're with your family, your parents, this is what they watch from seven. I don't know what the East Coast, whatever, the East Coast, it's seven to 8. And that hour is family time. You know what I mean? So it's kind of good. But yeah, I look forward to seeing you pretty soon.
I know, it'll be so exciting. I'm so excited.
I don't know. I was like, I was wondering if we're going to do a broadcast. A broadcast. We're not on the radio.
Yeah, an episode together, like down the streets, like in
Yeah.
vivo. I don't know, we
Yeah.
could.
The same house, different rooms.
Oh, or like Trader Joe's, like walking down like separate sides of
Know.
Trader Joe's.
And we have to tell everybody to be quiet because we're doing a podcast.
Right. Just
Like,
like hush up.
yeah, tone it down, guys. Stop ringing that bell. You don't even know what the bell is for. You don't see, you don't even.
No, I didn't hear a bell when I was there. No
Bell
bell.
is, what do they ring the bells for? They ring different bells, like a cowbell, for different reasons. I forget.
Oh.
It's been a while. I have to go see them. Okay, you know what? We're gonna do it live from one of the Trader Joe's
Yeah.
in Long Island somewhere. Live from New York. No, listen, live from New York. Oh my God, I can actually say that now when I hit
You
record.
can. Oh my
I
gosh, we definitely
know.
have to do that. Well,
Yeah.
it's been fun. It's been more than fun. And I definitely
Yeah.
look forward to our next edition.